Carl Bidnarski, Michigan Farm Bureau President.
Hosting the candidate forum to invite senators and candidates running for governor to Michigan to really talk about issues important to agriculture, having the Democratic candidate not show today. Is that something that's common when it comes to Farm Bureau events in the past with other past governors?
No, it is not common. We're a little disappointed that Senator Whitmer could not make it here today. We have had great success in the past. We had Governor Granholm attend, and in the past, it's uncommon. And the thing is, this is a process that we have where we want to listen to their opinions on agriculture. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. The counties have not made their endorsements for their candidates. So this is a great opportunity to actually hear from the candidates on how they feel about agriculture. So yes, it was disappointing that the Democratic candidate did not show up today for this forum.
AgriPAC, looking at a number of issues, what are the top priorities in candidates running for office when it comes to agriculture? Farm Bureau wants to know more on.
Well, when we take a look at today, we had the governor's individuals here, the race, and then we had the U.S. Senate race. So on the national scale, we're looking at the farm bill. We're looking at trade. We're looking at immigration on that national level to cement our priorities and get those moved forward. We look at the state level. We look at our roads. We look at our infrastructure. We take a look at how our state is handling environmental issues. There's a lot of things that we're looking at, and a lot of them were brought up today by the candidates and spoke very freely on the issues.
Taking it back to the farm, how's the growing season going at this point, and maybe some issues out in the field?
Well, when you go across the state, it varies so much. Areas that were dry early in the season are now getting moisture. Areas that were getting a lot of moisture earlier are now being dry. So we have quite the gamut around there. I know up in the Thumb area where I'm from, we were extremely dry during June and July. And come late July, August and that, we started getting rains. We're doing pretty well right now. But in other areas, I know on the west side of the state, they do need some rain. So in general, I think it's mainly a typical farming year. You know, we see the ups and the downs, and we're seeing that just throughout the state.
Ahead or behind when it comes to expectations for harvest, what do you think on the crops that you're growing yourself?
The crops that we're growing on our farm, I think we are probably back on track. Corn crop might be a little bit late because it was held off when we had the drought there. Actually, sugar beet harvest, there's the first day is August 20th, so we're talking less than a week away, and then beet harvest will be started.